Today we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Klayim. We are up to Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. So Mishnah Dalid and Hey. In order to understand Mishnah Dalid and Hey, it's important to remember what we said in Mishnah Gimel. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if one runs a vine over a trellis, so the trellis becomes batel to the vine, and therefore you're not, even though the vine is only going over a certain part of the trellis, you're not allowed to plant other things underneath other parts of the trellis where the vine isn't, because it's all considered part of the vine. It all becomes batel to the vine. If you do plant other things under the parts of the vine under the parts of the trellis where the vine isn't, it does not become asr bahana'a. However, if the vine grows out over those areas, then it does become asr. And we said this, it's not only true of a trellis, it's true about an ilan srak as well, about a non-fruit-bearing tree, that if you have a vine growing along a non-fruit-bearing tree, the non-fruit-bearing tree becomes batel to the vine, and therefore you're not allowed to plant other things underneath any part of the non-fruit-bearing tree, even the part where the vine is not growing. So with that background, Mishnah Dalid. Hamadla esagefen al miktsas ilan machal. What if a person runs a vine over part of a fruit-bearing tree? So mutla havizera al tachas hamosar. When it comes to a fruit-bearing tree, we would never say that a fruit-bearing tree becomes batel to the vine, because the fruit-bearing tree is chashuv in its own right, and therefore you are allowed to plant under the rest of the fruit-bearing tree, meaning where the vine isn't. But if the vines continue to grow, and now over the entirety of the tree, then you need to peel it back a little bit so that it's not growing right over the area where you planted other items. The Rambam understands this like we explained the previous Mishnah, that the new growth now of the vine now grew over the zera, over the other plants that you planted under that tree, and since an ilan machal is not batel to the gefen, you have to be machsir the chadash, you have to be machsir the new growth to other areas, and the zraim will then be mutter. However, there are those that explain the Bartanur rather says that we're not talking about over here when you've already planted something. It's that if you want to plant under the other branches where the vine is not growing, even though the vines then continue to grow out, you have to bring them back to the place and plant under the extra area. But in Ilan Srak, it doesn't help to be Machzir the Chadash, because it becomes batel to the Gefen. So wherever the Chadash went, it has a din of Afyapiros, which we said in the previous Mishnah is a trellis, but Nil and Machel, when as soon as you're machzir it, it's mochiach that you're not being mevatelit to the Gefen. So now the Mishnah tells a story. Maisa shalach Rabbi Shua etzal Rabbi Shmuel le Kfar Aziz. One time Rabbi Shua went to Rabbi Shmuel to Kfar Aziz, in which Vehereahu Gefen Mudla al Mixasteina, and he showed him a vine that was growing over part of a fig tree. So Amalo Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Shua, Mani lahvizera. Can I plant Zraim underneath other areas of the fig tree where the vine is not growing? So Rabbi Yeshua responded, Mutter, yeah, you're allowed to do that because the fig tree is not batel to the Gefen anyway. And then he brought him to Beis Hamganya. Some say that's the name of a place that's near Kfar Aziz, and some say Beis Hamganya means a field that belongs to a mishpacha named Maganya. Gefen Shehim Mudla al Miksas Hakorah Vesadun. And he saw that a vine that was growing over part of a beam of a sadan shal shikma, of the branches of a sycamore tree. So it was over one of the branches of the shikma. Uvo koros harbe, and the sycamore tree had many other branches where there was no vine growing over it. So Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Shmuel, tachas hakora zo asur v'ashar mutter, that branch where the Gefen is growing, you're not allowed to plant other things under that branch, because that has a din of a trellis, but the other branches, you can plant all the Zraim you want under the other branches, because each beam of the Sigma tree is considered its own independent tree. They're not considered to be a single tree. According to the Rambam, it turns out the reason that the Sigma has the reason is because the Sigma is an Ilan Meichel, and the same would be true of any other Ilan Meichel, that branch that's going going over the that has the geffen growing on it, you're not allowed to plant under it, but the whole and you're only allowed to plant under the other branches, right? That's what the Rambam writes in the sixth paragraph of Chaim. Tos Yom Tov quotes it over here, where he says, "Hidla al miktsas ilan machal." If you have a vine growing over some of a fruit-bearing tree, hareze mutul lizra tachas badei ha'ilan shalom nimshichu alein sriga geffen. You're allowed to plant other things underneath the parts of the tree that don't have vines growing over it. So now Mishnah Hay just discusses, we said in Mishnah Gimel that if you're madla geffen and part of an ilan srak, you're not allowed to plant under any part of the tree because it has a din of a trellis. So now our Mishnah is going to just discuss what is an ilan srak, meaning is it a tree that has no fruits whatsoever growing on it, cheap fruits, what exactly qualifies something as an ilan srak? So ezuhu ilan srak, what is an ilan srak? Kol she'ina osa peros, any tree that doesn't produce any peros, because only if it doesn't produce any peros do we assume the person is mevatel to the geffen, and then the whole tree is considered like part of the geffen. Rameir omara kol ilan srak chutz min azayis v'tein. Rameir says no, most fruit bearing trees the fruits aren't so chashuv, only zayis and te'ina are very very chashuv, so only a zayis tree and a te'ina tree would not be batel to the geffen. Every other type of tree would in fact be batel to the geffen. Rabbi Yossi, Yomer Kol Shein Kabbalah Noten Sozah Shlemos Hareze Ilan Srak. Any type of tree that you would not plant an orchard full of those trees is an Ilan Srak. People plant apple orchards, people plant orange orchards, so those are not Ilan Srak. But if you have a tree that grows fruit, but no one would ever plant an orchard full of those types of trees, that would not be an Ilan Srak. So that would be an Ilan Srak. The halacha is like the Tanakama, that an Ilan that doesn't make any peros is an ilan srak, but any ilan that makes any peros is in fact not an ilan srak. So again, to quickly review, so we learned basically one klal that governs all of these mishnayos, and that klal is that if you have a geffen that's growing over part of a tree, so it all depends what kind of tree that is, whether you're allowed to plant other things under the other parts of the tree. Certainly you're not allowed to plant anything under where the geffen is growing, but if the geffen is growing under branch A of the tree, are you allowed to plant zra'im under branch B of the tree? So we said if it's an ilan srak, so then absolutely not. We're more machmir if it's a non-fruit-bearing tree, because we assume that the entire tree is batel to the geffen. But if it's not an ilan srak, then we could be makil. Then the tree retains its independence, and you're allowed to plant zra'im underneath the other branches of the tree. And then the last mission we just did discussed, how do we define ilan srak? So we have three possibilities. Either it means any tree that doesn't grow fruits is an ilan srak, and any tree that does grow fruits is not an ilan srak, or any tree that's not a zayis or te'ina is an ilan srak. Only zayis and te'ina are real fruits, are real chashma fruits. Or it means that any tree that you would plant, that you would never plant an orchard full of them, is called an ilan srak. But if you would plant an orchard full of them, it is not an ilan srak. And we paskin like the shita of the Tanakama, that it's ilan srak is pshuto kimashma'o. If it doesn't grow any fruits, that's what we call an ilan srak. That's what qualifies as an ilan srak. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Mishnah Vav.